It's the Idea Basket, where we discuss what we will discuss. LaFrosse, Yadier, Frank show. I'd like to start out with the U.S. deficit ballooning 17%, the highest level since 2012. What do you guys think about that?
Boring.
I know, huh? Boring. Why do we even have that on the television in the studio if we're never even going to acknowledge it? Because it's always boring stuff from CNN.
Well, no. I mean, like during the certain hearings, we've played audio of, I remember Al Franken when he was resigning, we pulled up the audio feed.
Okay, that's why we have it.
Sometimes big news stories require us to pull up the audio feed. That's why it's sitting there.
All right.
If the world were...
It's not that you just think Wolf Blitzer's a handsome guy.
But isn't he?
What's going on with his mustache? I don't know. It's like it's shorter than the rest of his beard. I don't know. He's like slowly going Amish. Or Mormon. I don't know. Do Mormons have mustaches?
I think they do, yeah.
Last week, we talked about calling 911. That's how we got on Sammy's topic of how you almost killed your kid. Covered that on the show. Fantastic, by the way. Did translate well to the program. We kind of did hate your family today with the hate your kids.
Yeah.
So we did that one, talked about that a little bit last, basket or idea basket. Taking it to the grave. It's almost like confessions. It's not, we didn't do it. Mispronunciations. Decided not to. It's like, you know what? If it doesn't bug you, it'll bug you talking about how it bugs you.
Okay.
Calling 911. Figured that'd be bogged down with too many people just with stupid calls. Like, the dog won't stop barking next door. Okay, yeah. Exciting.
But then we can yell at them for making stupid 911 calls.
That's true.
Because it's for emergency use only.
It's almost a public service. All right, we'll leave that on there. Calling 911 and making a citizen's arrest was another one we had an idea for this week.
Oh, yeah, that'll be good.
So we'll leave that on there. So we just got call 911, citizen's arrest, and taking it to the grave. Anything else? Any other stories you guys come across?
Well, before we move on, I do want to promote the fact that we have a pair of VIP tickets to the Frosty, Yadier, and Frank Birthday Bash for one VIP member of FHFShow.com. So if you sign up now, then we will draw that on Monday.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure we get that out of the way. Sign up, FHFShow.com. And are we still doing the gift cards, Johnny?
Yes, we are, restaurant.com. So if you go there and sign up right now, I think it's $50. You buy a year membership, it's $50, and then you'll get $50 in return to restaurant.com. So basically, it's a wash. I mean, you're going to get, it's like, not Netflix and chill, but it's something like that. Like, eat in the morning with Frosty, Yadier, and Frank.
What? That's what it's called?
I don't know. I don't know. We didn't really come up with an idea for what, like, that cool name is for...
No, here's
for the, getting food and watching the show.
Yeah, get food, watch the show, or just go get the damn restaurant.com thing so I don't have to pay for it. Okay?
Okay. What?
Yeah.
It turns out, the guy who runs the website was like, hey, you know, here's an incentive. Kind of like we had t-shirts. It's like, oh, you want a Frosty and Frank t-shirt, or we had the Scotch Lobster hats.
Oh,
if you signed up for a year, you got a Scotch Lobster hat. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're, you know. And we ordered hats, and there's an expense to that.
Right.
When it came to the idea about restaurants.com, I'm like, oh, it's just a digital, you know, gift card. Not much to it. There's no inventory, no real overhead. It's like if someone buys, then you give them the restaurant.com connection, and then they have $50.
Yeah, if you sign up, you basically get a code.
Like, I didn't realize you had to. You had to pre-buy codes.
Yeah.
And so I get the bill all these things. $3,000. I'm like, what? I bought 500 of these restaurant.com cards. So if you want to do me a favor and bail me out, go and become a VIP member and sign up for a year.
Wow.
I just need 500 of you. 500 of my closest friends.
But
you guys can make it happen.
You didn't approve that purchase?
No. Like I said, I thought if it's digital, then if someone gets it and you know there might be a little bit money taken out of the 50. Fine, you know, price, cost of doing business. But I didn't think I was going to, like, order 1,000 t-shirts. I pay for the t-shirts in advance, and then I got to try to sell them. No!
Yeah, this is not a band.
So, I'm stuck with the bill for $3,000, so help me out. I need 500 people to go become VIPs right now. Being honest, this is open honest. This is Idea Basket.
And we will be drawing a winner to get those really kick-ass tickets to the Frosty, Yadier, and Frank section of the VIP at the Birthday Bash. That's the ultimate ticket as far as the Birthday Bash goes. All right. Speaking of concerts and getting drunk, Sammy and I went out this weekend, not together, but we did go to the same concert. We went to Dierks Bentley. We both got tickets to that, and I saw her down there hammered.
Yes. I went with a...
Was that the Hollywood Bowl?
Yes. Okay. Oh, it was so much fun, and I got so very drunk. Very, very drunk. Because... obviously drinking at the concert, and then me and a few of my friends decided that we were just going to walk down to like Hollywood and Highland area to a bar and get even more drunk, where we ended up taking shots of Jaeger.
Oh, no.
So here's where my idea for topic comes in, because I don't remember getting home. I don't remember once I was home. I woke up at home with just me and one of the other guys we were with.
Uh-oh.
And I suspect we had sex, but I don't know.
Why do you suspect it?
Because, well, I did find out that when some of my other friends left, we were making out on the couch. So okay. We did at least make out.
So let's be like CSI investigators and right. Figure this out.
So when I woke up in my bed, I had... like sweatpants on and what, my pajamas. But when I walked out to the couch, the leggings I was wearing from the night before and my underwear were on the couch.
Ooh.
And your underwear.
Mm-hmm. And my underwear.
Was he in the bed with you?
Yes.
But you were in sweatpants.
I think we both fell asleep on the couch, though. And then I remember him waking up and then being like, hey, let's go to the bed. And it was like, oh, yeah. And then we went to the bed and I woke up in the morning and I didn't realize that no one else was there. And I don't know what happened. Completely blacked out.
Do you know this guy?
Yes. I've hooked up with him before.
Okay. So you definitely did if you were drunk. Yeah. It's not some stranger you picked up at a bar in Highland.
I don't know, but why would you put the sweatpants on? That's what's getting me.
I must have changed at some point.
It's getting chillier at night.
As you woke up from the couch or where he woke you up, then you walked in, your habit was to go in and put your pajamas on. So even blacked out, you just went ahead and put your pajamas
but
on.
She was bottomless at that point. I mean,
yeah, she's totally butt-ass naked walking into her bedroom.
Must have been. Have I don't remember enough. I don't know.
Were you wearing the same top that you fell asleep on the couch wearing?
I don't know. I don't remember enough about when I woke up from the couch and moved to the bed because I was still in like a foggy state that maybe I had clothes on, maybe I didn't. I don't know.
So when you woke up and you rolled over, this guy was in bed with you.
Right.
And he was he naked?
I don't think he had a shirt on, but I think he had pants on.
He put his pants back
Everyone
on?
Everyone just puts their pants back on? I don't understand this.
I do that.
Just your pants?
If I have sex, I'll get dressed right afterwards.
Just your pants, though.
No, I'll put on shoes, socks, everything.
What? Your shoes, too?
Belt, everything. Shoes. I'm like...
Sweater.
I think I should go. And they're like, no, stay. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I'll take all my clothes back off and crawl back in bed with you.
We're married.
Yeah. I know. Where are you going, honey? Why are you always doing this? I don't know. It's a habit. I feel like I must escape after sex. I need therapy. So, blackout stories. It's hard to tell blackout stories since you don't remember
anything. Just investigating
Drunk
the morning
investigations.
After.
Oh, okay.
What did you discover?
Because I then had to investigate. I wake up with the guy in my bed, and I'm going, did I hook up with him last night? And then I find my leggings and my underwear on the couch, and I'm like, well, I must have.
Were the leggings and the underwear intertwined like they were both taken off at the same time?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I see where we're going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's a guy move. Just.
Yeah. You stood up, and he grabbed him and pulled him down all the way to the ground, and you stepped out of him. And then you threw a leg over on the couch on top of him. And you probably wrote him out.
And you don't recall that at all.
Is that your go-to move, riding a guy out like that? Or would you prefer bottom? Are you a drunk top?
Yeah, when I'm drunk, it's drunk just whatever is going to be the most convenient.
That's a good topic, too. Are you a different person sexually when you're drunk?
Oh, yeah. Did you black out the couch? Did you black light the couch?
Oh, that would tell you a
no.
lot.
No. I didn't.
You need to. Let's take a black light. I have a black light at my house.
I have a feeling that's a bad idea to go to Sammy's place and black light.
I'm sure Johnny's got a black light at his house, don't you?
Of course, yeah.
Let's go black light her house and we'll videotape it.
I would love to do that.
Would you let us do it, Sammy?
We look like we're on the Ghostbusters.
Yeah. Do you think it'd be pretty gross? This wasn't nearly the entire conversation. If you want to hear the complete uncensored audio, go to fhfshow.com. Become a yearly VIP member to gain access to thousands of hours of the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. You can watch us live during the daily show or access past audio or video episodes on demand. You sign up for that yearly membership for $49.95 and receive $50 to restaurant.com. And right now, all yearly VIPs are entered in for a chance to win a VIP Surf City Blitz Frost, Jenny, and Frank birthday bash experience. So sign up today.